Has Todd McFarlane turned on collectors? Hello and welcome to Modern Toy Fair. I am your host, Mr. Modern Toy Fair, and I am joined this week by the man that Modern Toy Fair is full custody over, the man known as Bearded Spice, the man Optimus Prime popped and refuses to stop, the Twilight Knight, the Master of Mac, the three-pump chump up, taking the show off the rails, Nate.
Stop!
Glaring admission, Jamar's not here this week, he couldn't make it, so it's just the two of us, you and I.
I don't think that's a real song, so I don't think we should get copyright struck for that.
Oh, okay. I was wondering where you were going with that. I thought this was like a conspiracy theory or something.
I'm just saying. I don't think that's a real song.
No, it's not. So therefore, they can't do anything about it. Yes. How are you?
I'm okay. I am shockingly just middle of the road. It is Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. It's cold at the beginning. It's warming up. It's just kind of...
Yeah, pretty much.
It's kind of there.
It sums it up really well.
Yeah.
Although
I did make some excellent tacos tonight.
Ooh. So, everyone loves a good taco.
Right. Right.
Trying to figure out how I'm going to get everything done this week because I spent 4 days celebrating my birthday and then started a new job, which is more hours than my old job. And I'm like, I haven't had any time to do any editing or anything this week. So it's going to be fun.
Before we go any further, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. But yeah, we're not here to talk about my birthday. We're not here to talk about tacos. We're here to talk about toys. And specifically this week, we are discussing the fact that we're a few weeks late on this. Okay. We've had some other topics to talk about that were a little more pressing. So
always cutting edge here at Modern Toy Fair.
Yeah, we're always, right there on the burning topics.
We are like the modern Toy Fair because, it was get it like a month late and be like,
I already knew about that.
Yeah.
Especially once the internet happened. So Todd McFarlane, God bless this man. For whatever reason, he did a Build-A-Figure wave of the DC Multiverse for Crisis on Infinite Earths, which is a pretty popular DC story. And he decided, you know what? I'm going to put this on my website. I'm going to make it exclusive AF. And then I'm going to charge $40 per figure. $39.99. And... for the man who was like, I'm going to be the last one to raise my prices, like all this stuff. He was like the man of the people. He got them a Batmobile at a reasonable price. And then for this was last so out of left field and it took a lot of people back. And I mean, the lineup for the wave was pretty okay. I mean, you build the anti-monitor, you get Earth 2 Superman, Kid Flash.
You get the monitor.
The anti-monitor was already made. You get the monitor. That's right. So you get Kid Flash, Earth 2 Superman, Psycho Pirate, and the Spectre. And out of all of them, only the Spectre has sold out. Reasonably so. Like, that's a pretty popular character, and who knows if Todd's going to be making another version of him like he has the other ones. But, like, this is, like, is he just testing the waters to see if he can... leave retail? Because Todd's been the man to just be like, hey, I'll do it myself since the beginning. Since like Spawn and his action figure line, he's very much been like, well, I'll do it myself. So is that where we're going with this? Because there's no reason for him to put these on his website when Target, like I've been going out doing these toy hunt videos, Target's getting old Build-A-Figure waves. Like I'm finding the Teen Titans wave out there now. So, hell, finding the Dark Knight Returns wave out there now at multiple Targets.
I will say this, the Titans wave never really hit Target.
It didn't?
Nope. Not that I ever saw. So, and I know that they've been getting, like, Masterverse really late because people are like, hey, this is the first time I've seen this. And we're all like, We had that shit a year ago. And because it's just now hitting targets, because we've had a, you know, they probably had some issues, you know, moving some stuff through. I have a lot to say without taking a definitive stance either way.
That's intriguing.
Yeah. So, first of all, I think at this point, Todd has shown he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Or that at least he will do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, and ultimately, the person who is either going to lose or win is Todd himself. And so, and I mean that in a broader scope. Yes, I know there's employees and such like that, but stick with me here. Crisis on Infinite Earths is absolutely a landmark story in the history of DC. 100%. It's talked about, you know, all the time. It's a beacon point. It's where things come out from. That being said, I don't think the demand for characters based on that particular storyline is particularly high. Especially when you talk about Psycho Pirate.
Yeah.
Who is the main, other than the Anti-Monitor, the one of the main bad guys and really one of the guys that gets the ball rolling in that particular storyline. I mean, Psycho Pirate's history and legacy begins and ends at Crisis on Infinite Earths. I mean, he was around before, but he didn't mean shit until that storyline. And then you have Superman of Earth 2, which is just an older looking Superman, which for whatever reason Todd has yet to like nail a great Superman. Like, we have probably 50 Supermen out there from McFarlane, and not a lot of them are really that great.
Most of them aren't, to be honest.
Right. And then, you know, Kid Flash. Okay, that's cool. And then what am I missing? Am I missing one more before
Spectre.
Before the monitor? Spectre. Spectre's great. Spectre's cool. I can see why he sold out, though, because that's I'm not going to say a prominent DC character, but an important DC character that has a fan base and stuff like that. This is really the first time we've gotten one in mass. The fuck are they called? Multiverse.
I was wondering where you're going with that, because I was like, yeah, we got one in the old Mattel line.
Yeah. But having the monitor is really cool, too. I guess. If you really have to be into, like, I love that storyline, and when I was really big into collecting comics and stuff like that, I still have the big Absolute hardcover, and it's great. It is now almost 40 years old. It's quite dated. It actually isn't as relevant as it used to be because things have been retconned and things like that. So it's a fun nostalgia thing. So this is a very long-winded way of me saying, I don't think this wave would work at retail. So I fully support Todd's movement to make them available online, because what I do like about what Todd is doing is he's not being restricted to brick and mortar retail, and he is selling a lot of stuff on his website. I mean, just today alone, the exclusive, the day of recording, the exclusive Batpod and Selina Kyle figure from Dark Knight Rises was available on the website. It's a website exclusive. You know, I think that's kind of cool, because while another company, Hasbro, would like say, hey, you know, this particular thing isn't, this wave isn't going to work, you know, we're just going to cancel it. Instead, you know, Todd is like, hey, you know, there are fans of this out there. Let's put it on the website. Now, you get into pricing, that's a whole nother situation. And that's where I'm going to have to feign ignorance, because I don't know. This could very well be a case of Todd being like, I'll just set my own price, suck it. And it could be vastly overpriced. On the other hand, you know, with it being a Build-A-Figure, it's exclusive to their website, because they can charge what they want. And we don't know for sure, but probably a lot smaller print run. So that can affect pricing as well. I don't know. This is where I'm not going to take a stance, because I don't have enough information. It seems like a lot. Now, That being said, you know, the current, you know, McFarlane collector edition figures that do not come with a Build-A-Figure are $29.99. And so that's $10 difference. Okay, we're starting to come a little closer. And I mean, right now, like usually when he puts stuff up on the website, he does put it at a discount, like a bundle. Mm-hmm. You can get bundle pricing. So like you can get the whole wave for $135. And that takes it down to like $33 a figure. Well, we're getting even closer to that collector range, and we're getting even closer to that Build-A-Figure plus exclusive dynamic. So I don't know. I'm not going to say. But I do love the idea of him putting exclusives out there on his website.
I mean, I'm all for that because like Hasbro has Hasbro Pulse exclusives. Like everybody does it. It just usually they don't. I won't say usually. Most of the time, they don't drastically gouge you from whatever the normal retail price is. Like there's exceptions. Like we've seen some ridiculous things, like the what was it? Streets of Indiana Jones. Yeah, they had that exclusive figure from the Adventure series. It was like $33 or something like that.
Yeah.
It was like $8 more.
There's been some Star Wars exclusives recently that have gone very oddly priced. For the most part, you don't see that as much in Vintage Collection, although I'd be remiss to not mention the Sabine and Chopper that were revealed yesterday as the add-on, you know, pack to the Ghost set.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be made available to everyone. It's an open pre-order. But the two-pack is $50 for two Vintage Collection figures. So that is pretty expensive, and you can only get it there. And if you bought the Ghost, you're going to want that to finish out your mural set. But also at the same time, they're packed with accessories. Like they're way more deluxe than their deluxe figures.
Okay, so they at least have a bunch of accessories with them. Okay,
they do. Like they're more packed out than any Vintage Collection figures that we've ever gotten. So you know, there's pulls and cons. And at the same time, with Todd, what he's basically saying, if you want it, here it is. But you're going to pay a premium. Like, I don't know if that is the only way that we can get certain things made, then I'm for it. To be honest, I bought the Batpod today. I don't even really know how much it cost. I know what the final tally was, but like there was a bundle with that and the new like missile bazooka thing, Batman, with the Christian Bale face. There was a bundle with that, and there was a price and an X through it and another price. And I just did it through the pay in four. So I don't even really know what each one individually costs. So I really didn't care because I wanted it. Like, you know, it was less than $100. I know that.
Jesus Christ.
What's that?
So I just looked up the price for just the Batpod and Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
$70.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
I mean, you bought the bundle, so you paid less. But, like, so the bundle price was. The bundle price, granted, it's sold out now. You could get that and the Batman figure for $80. So, $10 difference from buying it altogether. Meanwhile, though, that Batman figure is only $2 above retail, which actually might even just be retail at this point at $22.99. So, like, it just baffles me. Is the line just not doing well enough that they need to like make some extra money, or are these really that limited? Because
well,
in the past his like exclusive stuff, like the Batwing and stuff, it sold out and then came back in stock. It wasn't a situation where it was like, and none of these things say limited one of a 5,000 or anything like that, which is a big thing with him. Cause those movie maniac things, all of them have a sticker that says one of like 3,000. Right. Like Todd loves his numbers.
I mean, I pretty much looked at it as anything under 100 was good because, I mean, the Batmobile with the figure was $100. So
was it? Because Amazon's had it for 75 for a while.
Well, there initially when the 89 bundle came out.
Okay.
It was $100. So, but yeah. And this may go down eventually as well. I don't even think it has to do with the line doing well. I just think that going back to old episodes that we've talked about, retailers don't want to put that kind of commitment in that price point for a collector vehicle. They don't sell. And for the most part, people will wait for clearance. And when you put it on a website as an exclusive,
see, this is where you
might not have that option.
This is where I strongly disagree. Because depending on what it is, it's proven it has sold. Because the only vehicle he's put on the market on retail shelves that has not sold was that original Bat-Raptor, which was just fucking stupid. It was a lay-on-your-belly bat-cycle thing that I'm pretty sure came along in the New 52 that no one cared about. And that didn't sell. But the White Knight Bat-cycle sold. And the Flash movie Batcycle sold. And then that, I mean, I saw it one time in stores.
All right. But those are also small.
So is the Batpod.
We don't know how it's going to be once it's all in the package. We don't know. I think it's going to be bigger, but we'll see.
Only if he packages it bigger because it comes with a figure, but like.
Okay, and I'll go with you on that. But just, again, the price makes me think we're getting a little something different. But he's also made some bigger vehicles, okay? So the Flash 89-style Batmobile was originally released in stores. Where'd you see it?
Ironically, I think it was at the Toys R Us section of, is it Macy's who has that?
Right, right. I saw it nowhere else. The giant Batmobile monster truck.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it one time at one Target.
Yeah, same.
Which means that some retailers took it, but not even all stores within a particular retailer
were
carrying it.
Target didn't put it in stores, but they did have the Batmobile available on their website. Because there was that whole debacle where people were like, oh, it keeps selling out. And like, it was like people were trying to scalp it for like $200 and shit. So like, it was.
But I'm just saying, again, I just don't think these retailers want to deal with those types of things, with those types of items.
Which is very fair. Look at the trouble.
I think it's fine that it goes to the website. But you will end up paying more. And I think we're going to see this more and more. Because if the waiting for clearance mentality and the Ross and Ollie's and all of that that we just went through tells us anything, is that stores are going to way cut down on ordering and a lot less is going to get made. And so companies are going to look at other outlets to make their core buyer, which is adults, happy. And we're going to have to pay a higher premium for it. And I think it is a test, but I don't so much think it's a test of, can I push this price point? It's, can I push this product at this price point? Otherwise I may not do any more.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I he's better at business than some people give him credit for. I have to think that the thought there wasn't, and I could be absolutely wrong. I have to think there that the thought wasn't, hey, we're going to rip people off, but hey, this is the margin that we're comfortable with at this number.
That's fair. I don't know. I feel like if there was that low of a number, he would have taken the opportunity to be like, this is limited like to this or something. He loves his rarities.
But when I say low number, it doesn't necessarily mean it's probably less than what a store exclusive would have got made.
Well, that's not a fair comparison because usually, like, you get those red Batmans from Target and they come in a case of six or eight.
Yeah, but
So,
they
like,
may only get one case.
yeah, but if every Target and there's a, thousand Targets,
We
that's.
just we did just kind of talk about how sometimes not every target gets it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that, like, those type of exclusives usually aren't like big characters that people want. They're usually a variation that people don't care about and usually pegworm anyway. Like all of those
No,
red
I'm.
Batmans he was doing for a
Yeah,
while
but
and then.
I'm not talking about the red Batmans though. He's done waves of figures that are exclusive to stores.
Like which ones?
I mean, just off the top of my head, Superpowers was exclusive to Walmart. But
And
a
the 70
multiverse.
or the 66 Batman stuff was exclusive to Target.
Yeah. There was something. There was like a wave of either page punchers or something. That was ex like they've had w exclusive
But
waves.
that's not necessarily waves, that's lines in general. Because the animated series line took the place of the 66 Batman line as Target's exclusive line.
I'm even just talking about multiverse, and at this point we're splitting hairs, so I'll move on from it. I don't know how much got made. I just can't imagine it's a ton.
I mean, I can't imagine it's a ton either if Spectre sold out and none of the other ones did. Because if it was, as plentiful as it would have been at retail, I can't imagine that many people were like, I need a Spectre figure, especially not for $40.
Which is why it makes sense that it goes, through this outlet. And I think you'll start seeing the bundles sell out eventually because people will be like, okay, I can't get Spectre unless I get the bundle. And well, I might as well go ahead and build Monitor because he's probably going to be, tough to get something like that.
Yeah, I just don't think the modder is the driving point here, to be honest.
I don't know that he's the driving point, but like if I was in a situation where I wanted Spectre, and I was really and I missed out on or something like that, I could quantify, buying the whole set for that. But I mean, it would kind of suck to have Anti-Monitor and not the Monitor. And Anti-Monitor is not an exclusive, although that one probably should be.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure
But
I still find that at Target.
yeah,
Hell, I'm
yeah,
still finding
and I.
other random old mega figures that are starting to hit targets like
Yeah.
Clayface, Titan Joker. What else have I seen recently that was like old? There was another one, but I can't remember what it was. Oh, the Black Lantern Grim Reaper looking guy, ne
Oh,
Necron.
yeah, I saw him.
Yeah,
Yeah.
all three of those are old as dirt in this line, and they're getting restocked at Target randomly. I saw Clayface and he was dusty as hell. And I got excited. I'm like, oh, they must have like just found this somewhere. I wonder if it's on clearance or anything. Nope, full price. I was like, well, never mind.
Yeah, really.
But I don't know. I feel like it's a very slippery slope
Sure.
because the response that was given when, by I'm assuming it was just Todd's social media team. I don't know if it was Todd himself, was essentially because it's exclusive, this is the price it is. So that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way because at that point you're just saying like, oh, well, because I chose to put this exclusive on my site, I'm going to charge what I want. And it doesn't seem like Todd's style. Todd's very much, he likes to get like in front of the camera and ex over explain things. So it's just weird to me. The whole situation's strange because it's all out of
It
character for Todd McFarlane because he's, always been the man of the people since the beginning. Like everything he's done, he's not wanted to rip off the people who he's making these things for. He's wanted to give them the best value. So it's just like, I give him a lot of shit. I don't like his toys, but I respect the man because I've read and watched a lot of things about his life and his career. And like, he's a solid dude. Crazy as cuckoo bananas as possible, but he's a solid dude. And it just seems so out of character and surprising to me that this is just out of left field. We're suddenly doing exclusives at high prices.
I will agree with it's out of character for him. I can't let it pass by though that it rubbed, collectors the wrong way. And I'm just like, what doesn't? Like,
you're not wrong, but like this at least is justified.
Everything. I know, but I just went, we had a live stream for Star Wars this week. And at the very beginning, they were like, hey, this is mostly fan channel stuff. You know, fan, they even went to the, through the whole thing to explain what, you know, fan channel is and what it, you know, where you can get it and stuff like that. And then they went through and they showed a bunch of things, especially with TVC and how it was like fixing things that people were previously mad about. They, you know, did a new Captain Rex and a new Axe Woves, and they changed a thing where a box was, so that would be better, and they changed something else. But then everybody was mad because this wasn't, there wasn't enough good reveals here, and it was just like, they said this was the fan channel shit. Fan channel is for the stuff that's not for everybody, but for the hardcore fans, and then they fixed all this stuff that everybody bitched about, and then people just bitched again. And I'm just like, you can't, nothing makes anyone happy anymore.
You're not wrong. Like the toy collectors are probably this in the top three most toxic like fandoms out there, and like everything is you know, boohoo, woe is me, you're doing this wrong. Which we've built a lot of our success off the back of that mentality, because unfortunately the algorithm only pushes the negative, and all of the things that are like, how did Hasbro fuck up this time, or is Super 7 in trouble, like that's the stuff that gets your attention and you view, versus the fun topics or the ridiculous shows that now have to become Patreon exclusives because they don't perform on the channel. Like it's just one of those things where you, most of it is unjustified, but in some cases like this, I feel like it's justified, because like the Star Wars shit, that's just people being fucking whiny bitches.
Yeah.
But $40 for something that is normally 25, like if it would have been 30, I think that would have been like, okay, it's the exclusive tax. We're used to that with Hasbro. It's just now hitting us with McFarlane. But to jump up 15 just felt so drastic that like,
yeah,
I don't blame people for getting upset. I personally, like, I'm offended, and it concerns me because if Todd's doing it, what does that do for other companies? Because if, like, companies like NECA and Hasbro and Mattel see that he's getting away with that shit, are they going to start putting more stuff exclusive on their websites and jacking up the prices even more?
Yes.
Because Hasbro already charges more than him.
Yeah. It's the only way to guarantee sales going forward, because all these toy companies took a bath in shit this past year. So.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Which, I mean, next week's episode.
So I would just say, like, expect more of this.
Which is not what I want the answer to be.
It's not what you want to hear. It's not what you want to hear. But, like, this could be a whole other topic in itself, but I see so many people, you know, as prices go up and as things, you know, oh, you know, this is where I draw the line. My collection is done. And it's just like, okay. Really, when you think about it, like, we've got everything that we could possibly want. Could we get even better versions? Sure. But, like, we're just now buying, like, we're buying, like, our, especially Jamari, he's buying his 7th, 8th, 9th iteration of the Ninja Turtles. You know, how many versions of fucking Luke Skywalker do I have? You know, how many versions of He-Man just one person need? There comes a time. There comes a level of when we catch up.
Are you having your own like self-realization moment here?
No, it's you know what it is. It's just I read the social media and the internet in the morning like a newspaper.
Oh, that's a terrible idea. That's a terrible way to start your day. What is wrong with you?
It is. It is. And then I listen to the news, and that puts me in a foul mood.
That's even
and,
worse.
I just generally hate everything, and I want to have fun and joy in life, but you just told me all the joyful stuff that we've ever done no one likes, so I'm just going to sit here and be sad.
Okay, first off, the people who do watch it enjoy it.
I know.
It's
I
just
know.
Most of these fine folk who stumble across the channel don't know good good internet television when they see it and don't want to see what He-Man characters you'd fuck.
Yeah, you should, man. Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
It's a blast. That's why...
it's not the answers you'd think.
The very first Smasher Pass we did, still to this day, I refuse to make it not the video that pops up first on the channel. Like, when you go to the channel, that video starts auto-playing.
Thanks.
Because it, in my book, that is some of our best work. I don't care what anyone says. Though those are the most fun episodes of this show we ever do. And because it's not algorithmically, you know, aligned, and we don't have 100,000 subscribers like other channels, it unfortunately doesn't perform. So we have to be picky and choosy. And it sucks because those people who do enjoy it now probably don't get to see it. And we do it less. So it's just a whole endless cycle of suck.
Shame.
Mm-hmm.
Shame.
It is very much shame. And I don't want to like get into this too much because next week's spoilers for next week's podcast. Next week we are going to be discussing the potential of an online only future. And I'm not talking about those shitty ass NFTs that Jamar goes on and on about. I'm talking about, you know, things that matter, which is just like our toys being only available online, and which is, you know, scary to think about. But that'll be next week's episode. So if you are curious about that topic, mark your calendars for the following Friday from here. I don't really know. I still think it's fucked up to charge $40. I'm down for them to do more things that are exclusive because it's a good way for them to get the money direct. They don't have to share it with Target and Walmart. So the money's going more to the people who matter. I just think there's better ways to do it. I don't know.
I cannot disagree with anything you're saying. Like, I agree 100% with what you're saying. I also am just like you take your licks or you don't. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, if you want these, then you're going to have to pay up. And that's going to be tough for some people. I didn't do it.
That's fair. I mean, I didn't either because I don't really collect the lines. So,
yeah.
I've
gotten more McFarlane figures in the last, you know, 2 months than I think I probably have.
Yeah, you've been on a kick. You're the reason for this. You suddenly started buying his product and you decided to jack up the prices.
Yeah, but I'm definitely not. Because again, Christ and Inferno Earth doesn't mean as much to me as it did 15 years ago. Especially not at that price. Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, that's another thing is like, it's a big storyline, but I just feel like the character choices, I get that probably wouldn't get made otherwise, but at that price, I just couldn't imagine being like, I want Psycho Pirate that badly. But anyway, I did send you the episode input from Patreon. So if you would kindly read those in only the dramatic way that you can.
Okay. All right. So first one up is Christopher. I'm a relatively new collector. The last 2 years. But I knew about McFarlane figures through my comic book fandom. When I started collecting, I thought McFarlane would be an esteemed brand. And I was shocked to find it wasn't. This is another reason why I don't buy them. I would rather save for Mafex.
Good choice.
(Clears throat) The next one is from Sukhmatov. It doesn't matter. McFarlane picked a stupid scale, and nobody cares about his poopy articulation figures anyway. Instead, can we talk about how Jamar put a vehicle he doesn't own and never saw in person on his top 10 list and then gave a nerdy award to a different vehicle he also doesn't own and never also saw in person?
I agree 100% on that. Oh my God, that's amazing. The irony of that, because I forgot what we even presented because we recorded that so long ago. That is fantastic. Poor Jamar's not even here to defend himself. Oh, shit. Well, anyway, we're going to throw it off to you guys. Let us know in the comments below where you stand on this. Do you think that it's fair and justified to charge whatever hell you want because it's on your site and it may be limited? Or do you think that this is just testing the waters to see how much money can be made? Or a third option, do you think that the McFarlane line is doing so poorly that they had to make up some money somehow? But let us know. I'm very curious to see what all you guys think. As always, if you enjoyed the video, though, please make sure to like and subscribe. Helps us out here on the channel and gets you a bunch of tutorial content in your feed. We've got reviews, how to pose videos. We have tutorials. We've got, the weekly live stream, weekly podcast, and weekly toy hunts. All that stuff, you know. All throughout the channel, go check it out. You can check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Modern Toy Fair. And if you're already a fan of the channel, you can over patreon.com/ Modern Toy Fair. I'm very out of it this week. We have multiple tiers with different rewards. You can be a part of the episode input. You can submit fake podcasts to read at the end of the podcast. You can get physical photos physical prints of the photos I take. And you can also get certain videos early. So check that out. Link in the description below. There's also a couple free trials you can try. And Jamar's not here, but you can check him out on TikTok at Jamar_games. Nate, what you got for us?
Well, we've got a brand new podcast that's coming out probably within the next week or so. Michael, you've been involved with it. It is executive produced. And put together by patron Sook Matane, but it is called Searching for Dick. And so this is a video podcast, kind of like a blog cast kind of thing, if that's what the kids are into. But this takes us on an adventure across Northeast Ohio for one man's search for dick. Nate is seemingly normal, happily married family man, except for his insatiable appetite for dick. Dick Grayson action figures, that is. And Nate recruits one of his friends with fingerless gloves to aid him in his magical dick hunt. Will they succeed? Will Nate get dick? Or maybe the fingerless glove guy will betray him and steal the dick for himself. Oh. Tune in and find out whether you can trust a guy in fingerless gloves.
I feel so personally attacked. Listen.
I am also looking for more dick, by the way, speaking of McFarlane, because I do want that Nightwing.
But that one's exclusive, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know. It's on their website and sold out, so I assumed it was exclusive.
I could be wrong. I didn't think it was exclusive, but, you know, who knows? I don't know. I don't know enough about how McFarlane figures come out. He announces them. They show up. Sometimes they stick around for a while. Sometimes they don't. You never see them again.
Well, hopefully we find some dick. But in the meantime, hopefully see you next week. Same toy time, same toy fair channel. Thank you for watching.
To do it now.
All right. A huge thank you to our Patreon members. Is that what it is? Are they members? Or are they followers? Sukma Tank, Jason Miller, Kevin Hernandez, Aaron Samples, The 45th Lyric, Christopher, and last but not least, Boogeyman 13.